堂听 class.com。
The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. Excerpt from Chapter 11. Suddenly, high above the jubilant roar and thunder of the revel, broke the clear peal of a bugle note. There was instant silence.A deep hush. Then a single voice rose, that of the messenger from the palace, and began to pipe forth a proclamation. The whole multitude standing, listening. The closing words, solemnly pronounced, were, "The king...is dead." The great assemblage bent their heads upon their breasts with one accord, remained so in profound silence a few moments. Then all sank upon their knees in a body, stretched out their hands toward Tom,And a mighty shout burst forth that seemed to shake the building. Long live the king! Poor Tom's dazed eyes wandered abroad over this stupefying spectacle, and finally rested dreamily upon the kneeling princesses beside him.A moment, then upon the Earl of Hertford. A sudden purpose dawned in his face. He said, in a low tone, at Lord Hertford's ear, "Answer me truly, on thy faith and honor. Uttered I here a command?The which none but a king might hold privilege and prerogative to utter, would such commandment be obeyed, and none rise up to say me nay? None, my liege, in all these realms. In thy person bides the majesty of England. Thou art the king.Thy word is law."